by Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, about four lines down. All right, so here we go. Okay. Ibailahu, questions to Gemara. Maula Hazgir Shel Chanukah B'Birkas Hamazon. Getting back to Chanukah for a little bit. What is the halacha? Is one, should one mention Chanukah? Good morning, Doc. Just getting underway over here. Should one mention Chanukah in Birkas Hamazon? Kevin de Midrabanan, who do we say that since it's only Midrabanan, Loi Mevarchinan, you should, Loi Midkarinan, you should mention it. Aydelma Mishim Persumenisa, or because it's Persumenisa, Midkarinan. There is an inyan in mentioning it. Do we say that it's only Midrabanan, they weren't Machayev you? Or not? Says Rashi, in Tfila, it's Pashat, because it was made for Halal and Haidah. And that's part of what tefillah is all about. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Sechira, Amar Rav Huna, Eine Mazker, don't say it. However, in Bala Hazker, Mazker B'Hidah, you put it in middle of Noida Lecha, and put it in middle of Haidah. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikloi Lebei Rava, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda visited Rava's house, Sovar La Adkuri B'Bani Yerushalayim, he wanted to put it in B'Bani Yerushalayim, just like Yalav Yavai. Amar Le Rav Sheish is Kitfila. No, you put it in just like we put it in the Shemana Esrei. Just like in Shemana Esrei, it's not in middle of Tzei, but rather in middle of Moedim. Matvila Bahaida, Av Birkas Hamazon Bahaida. So do I Birkas Hamazon. It's by Haida. Because the entire concept of Chanukah is Lahoidois Ulahalal, to thank Hashem. Ibailu, Maile Haskar Rosh Chodesh B'Birkas Hamazon. Should we mention Rosh Chodesh in Birkas Hamazon? Im Tim Seloi Bar B'Chanukah, do we say by Chanukah D'Rabbanan? We just said Loit Tzarich, you don't need to. But Rosh Chodesh, which is a concept that's D'Oraisa, Tzarich, you should. Oy Dilma, or perhaps Kevin Deloi Aser B'Asiyas Melacha, perhaps since it's not Aser in Asiyas Melacha, Loi Maz Karinan, we do not make you mention it. Rav says, Rav Omar Mazk, you should. Rabbi Chanina Amar Einay Mazkir, you don't have to. Amar of Zrika, Nakut the Rav Yadcha. Take Rav's psak in your hands. The Koi Rav Oishia Kavase, because Rav Oishia Paskin like that. The Tanya Rav Oishia, Yamim Shi Ishbehen Karban Musav, the days that have a Karban Musav, Kigoin, Rosh Chodesh Vechola Shal Moed, Arvis Vishachas Vimincha Mispal Shmen Esrei, Vamar Me'ein Hama'ura Ba'avoida. During Shachas and Mincha and Ma'ariv, you, when davening Shemen Esrei, should say Me'ena Ma'ara, you should say, mention the day, the holiday, but Avoida, in middle of Ritzei, which is what we do, we say Yalav Yavai. Ve'im loy Amar, and if you don't say it, Ma'achzirin, I say, we make you go back. Ve'ein Ben Kiddush Alakos, there is no Kiddush. Ve'yesh Ben Azkar B'Bekasa Mazen, and you should mention it during benching. However, Yom She'ein Wahen Karban, days that don't have a special Karban, Musaf, Kigoin, Sheini V'Chamishi, V'Sheini, of Dittainis, I think they change it to. Like the Sheini V'Chamishi, the Sheini V'Chamishi of Tainis, the days, Rashi says, Mashma Shel Kol Shabbos HaShana, every week of the year. Oh, it's Gemara who changed it. I thought somebody asked it. V'tainius u'ma'amadois. So every Monday and Thursday and days of Tainus and Ma'amadois, days, those days that we have a big maimed, in other words, that we bring people together, that they fast four fasts. They used to fast four fasts, let's say at the beginning of Meseches Tainus, we're going to discuss different things to have, bring a fast about. So Sheni v'Chamishi says the Gemara, Mondays and Thursdays. Maya v'Netayu. Why would you think you have to do say anything on Mondays and Thursdays? Ella Sheni v'Chamishi v'Sheni Shel Tainis. Yeah, they change it to Shel Tainis. A Monday, Thursday, and Monday of a Tainis. Uma Amadis. And these days that that you have when and these days that you have of gatherings together of when they make different when they make different gatherings and things like that. So in those cases, Arvis, Shachris, Umincha, Mispal Shemana Esrei, you should say Shemana Esrei, V'Omer Me'ein Hama'ir B'Shemei Tfila. And you say, you mention whatever's happening on that day in Shemei Tfila, which is what we do with Aneinu and things like that. V'Im Loi Amar, if you skip it, Ein Ma'achzir Nasei, you don't have to go send back, and certainly Ein Be'en Kedusha Alakais, V'Ein Be'en Hazkar B'Birkas Hamazon, and there is no mention in Birkas Hamazon. Um, I guess there's no mention of Birkas Hamazon because you're not supposed to be eating. Usually on those fine days, fast days. But even though, let's say for somebody, for example, somebody who eats on Yom Kippur, there is the Yalav Yavit to say. Nevertheless, you don't say it during these days. If for whatever reason you're not fasting. Okay? So therefore we see a Braisa like Rav who says, on Rosh Chodesh, you should mention something during Shemona Esrei. That was the point of this Braisa, to point out that the halacha is like Rav, that you do mention Yalav Yavin Shemona Esrei. Yalav Yavin, sorry, I'm benching. Ibailuhu, ma'al haskir shel Chanukah b'musafin. Do you mention Chanukah on Musaf? In Musaf, do you say Al Anisim in Musaf? What's the tzadim? Kev on the lesbe Musaf b'diday. Since Chanukah does not cause its own Musaf, you don't bring a carbon Musaf on Chanukah. Therefore, on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, when you are bringing a carbon Musaf but nothing to do with Chanukah, you don't have to mention it either because Chanukah has nothing to do with this. Kev on the lesbe Musaf b'diday. Loy madkrin, you don't have to mention it. Oy Dilma, no. Today is Chanukah. You happen to be davening Shemana Esther for whatever reason, so then you should mention it. Oy Dilma, yoyim u'shechayim ba'arba tefilas. Today is chayim in four tefilas. You have to mention it. Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda, the Amri Tarvayo, ein le'mazkir. You don't need to mention it. Rav Nachman v'Rav Yechanan, the Amri Tarvayo, mazkir. You should mention it. Amar Abayel, Rav Yosef. Hadar Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda, this halacha of Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda that say that you don't need to mention it is the Rav, is really reflecting the view of Rav. The Amr of Gidel Amar Rav. Rav Gidel Amar Rav said, Reish Chodesh Shechalia is b'Shabbos. When somebody is having a Reish Chodesh, when Reish Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, and you go and you say the Haftarah, since Reish Chodesh doesn't require its own Haftarah, therefore, Hamafter b'Navi b'Shabbos, the one who's getting the Haftarah on Shabbos, Ein Tzarech Lahazkir Shel Reish Chodesh. He does not need to mention Reish Chodesh. If you go through the brachas, you don't say Reish Chodesh. You only say Rugato Hashem Mikadesh Hashabbos. So you don't say Reish Chodesh. Shel Molei Shabbos, because if it wasn't for the fact that it was Shabbos, you would not be reading the Navi today. Ein Navi b'Reish Chodesh. So to over here, if it wasn't Shabbos, you would not be mentioning a Shemona Esrei again. So therefore, you don't have to mention Chanukah. Says the Gemara, me dummy, what's the comparison? Hasam novi b'derosh chodesh lek a klal. Over there, you're never required to ever say a haftarah on any day of Chanukah. There's no part of Rosh Chodesh that requires you to say a bracha or any additive for the Nevi'im. And therefore, in the one time that we do have a Navi, you don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh because it has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Hacha, but in the case of Chanukah and Shemona Esrei, you are already changing the existing Shemona Esreis. You are adding in Al Anisim in Shachas Mincha and Ma'ariv. Yisei Ba'arves v'Shachas Mincha. Ella, la. So therefore, it says the Gemara, there's no comparison to that case over there. Ella, says the Gemara, laha damya. It is compared to a different case. A different halacha. The Omer of Achdavoi, Omer of Masna, Omer Rav, Yomtav Shechalia is b'Shabbos. If you have a Yomtav that comes out on Shabbos, Hamafter b'Navi b'Mincha, here's a good case. If somebody makes a Haftarah by Navi, by Mincha, now, we're all saying, what's going on? Rashi points out that he found that back in the day, it was normal for them to read the Nevi'im by Mincha as well. They used to have a Haftarah by Mincha. And there was a Gzeira during the Persian Gala sometime not to do it. And they stopped it and they just never restarted it. Okay, nice little tidbit of history there. It's interesting because you hope, like, you know, okay, listen, they stopped Minyanim now. So, like, listen, they stopped it. So, once they stopped. So we say once we stopped minyanim, once we stopped haftarah by mincha, they never restarted it. That's why we're not used to what the Gemara is talking about over here. But apparently there was a time that they used to have haftarah by mincha. So yantav shechal liyos b'shabes hamafter b'navi b'mincha b'shabes ain't tzarich lahazkir shel yantav shel mali shabes ain't navi b'mincha b'yantav. Because if it wasn't for the fact that it was Shabbos, there would not be any navi by mincha on yantav. All right. Continues the Gemara. However, the halacha does not follow any of these halachas that Rav that we just said that you don't need to mention. You don't need to mention Chanukah during Musaf, or you don't need to mention Yontif during Haftarah on Shabbos by Mincha. Why? Ella, it is only like he heard the Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yais B'Shabbos Yom Kippur, that Shechal Yais B'Shabbos HaMispalel Ne'ila, somebody who davens Ne'ila, Tzorech Lahazker Shel Shabbos, he has to mention Shel Shabbos. Even though Shabbos does not require a Ne'ila Tefillah, Shabbos just requires a Mairav, Shachras, Musaf, and Mincha. Nevertheless, on Yom Kippur, when you are davening Ne'ila, since you are davening Ne'ila, you have to mention Shabbos also, since it is Shabbos. Yom Kippur Shechal Yais B'Shabbos Mespal Ne'ila Tzorech Lahazkir Shel Shabbos. Why? Because Yom Hushin is Chayav Arba Tefillos. Because today is required in five, in four, minus Ma'ariv, Tefillos. And therefore you will mention Alanisim during during Musaf on Shabbos, even though you're right, Mitzad Chanukah, we're not saying Musaf. That is true, but nevertheless, even though Mitzad Chanukah, we're not saying Musaf. Nevertheless, but once you're saying Musaf anyways, because it's Shabbos or Yontif, once you're saying it anyways, you must mention Musaf, just like Shabbos and Ne'ila. Even though because of Shabbos, you wouldn't be davening Ne'ila, but now that you're davening Ne'ila, you have to daven Shabbos. So the Gemara says, so what's taka the difference? Why kasha hilchasa ahilchasa? So there's a kasha. You just told me that the halakha follows that you say Shabbos, you mention Ne'ila by Shabbos. Amrit hilchasa k'Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. V'kayim alon hilchasa k'Rava. And nevertheless, we paskin like Rava. The Amar Rava. Yontav shechalia is b'Shabbos. And you have a yontav that comes out to be on Shabbos. Shliach tzibur hayoyrud lefnei hateva. The shliach tzibur, who is, it's just an expression, Hayar Lefnei Teva, that means the one who goes down in front of the Chazan, in other words, the Chazan. Arvis, Einoi Tzorech Lahazker Shel Yontif, when he goes down on for Ma'ariv, so generally on Shabbos, we add in a little addition at the end of, you know, usually after Ma'ariv, we just say Kaddish, and that's it. Oh, but on Ma'ariv, by Shabbos, we add in a little tefillah. Baruch Ato Hashem, after Shemana Esrei, where it's somewhat of a Chazaras Hashatz, and we sort of have a Chazaras Hashatz over there. Do you mention Yontif over there? Rava said that if you have a Yontif that falls out on a Shabbos, so it's a Shabbos Yontif, so when the Shliach Tzibur goes ahead and reviews the Tefillah by Ma'ariv, he does not have to mention Yontif. Because if it wasn't for Shabbos, you would not be mentioning Yontif. She'el Mole Shabbos. If it was not for the fact that it was Shabbos, you would not be reviewing. You would not be doing Chazaras Hashatz on Tefillah by Ma'ariv. No, you never do it. You only do it Friday night. So since it has nothing to do with Yontif, we don't make you mention Yontif. So why? What is the difference between mentioning Ne'ila, Shabbos by Ne'ila, and mentioning Yontif on Friday night? What's the difference? They seemingly are both the same. And the Gemara says, "Hachi Ashta, is it comparable?" Hasam over there, bedinhu the afilu b'Shabbos nami loy tzarech. It makes sense that even on Shabbos you really don't need to make the on Shabbos also you really should not be saying any Chazaras Hashatz. There was a special takana that the Rabbanan made because there was a sakana. Some people used to go ahead and daven really long and tefillas. And by Ma'ariv, they would, you know, generally you daven a long tefillah. So by the time the chazan finishes his chazaras l'shatz, and then you have tachanun and you have laning or halal and this and that. So even if you're davening a 25-minute Shemana Esrei, so then you're finished by the time the chazan's finished his tefillah. But by Ma'ariv, it's skadeh v'skadeh, and then that's it. You go ahead and the whole thing's wrapped up in 3 minutes. So you have these people who are davening normal Shemana Esrei is like 15, 20 minutes long, and they're left in the field, they're left in the Beis Knesses, which was in the field by themselves. So there was a problem with Mazikin, and there was a problem with... So they established that they should have a Chazaras HaShatz by Ma'ariv. Why was it Davka by Friday night? 1 second. I'm not sure why. Unless. Maybe during the week they didn't. Maybe during the week they didn't go to davening. They didn't have a Meyer.
They had a Rashi.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah, I see it in the Rashi. Okay, fine. That's what we were guessing. That during the week, people not necessarily used to come to shul for Ma'ariv. They daven Ma'ariv, but they didn't come to shul for Ma'ariv. Everybody would daven wherever they were, and sort of the situation we have nowadays. However, on Shabbos, they would all come to tefillah. So why weren't they misaken it by Yontif? They weren't misaken it by Yontif because you have to say, well, why weren't they misaken it by Yontif? I don't know. They just didn't do it. Maybe it wasn't so common. Maybe Yontif people. What?
Right. The more music on Shabbos than Yom Tov. That's the run, and there's another answer on the run.
Kayadua, like everybody knows. So. Wow, okay, interesting. So there was more sakana on Shabbos than on Yom Tov. All right. So the Gemara says, Hasam, v'dinu da'afilu v'shabbos nami leitzarech. Really? There you would not need it for Shabbos. You would not need it on Shabbos at all. Rabbananu d'tikune mishum sakana. And the Rabbanan were misakin it because of a special sakana. It is no real need to have Chazaras HaShatz anyways. It was just a way of postponing people leaving the Beis HaKnesses. Sort of like we have reading the Ksuba by a Chuppah. There's absolutely no need to read it. It's just something we need to do to create a hefsik between the two Hagafans. We could have read a chapter in Harry Potter. Since they decided it, what's Harry Potter had to do with the wedding? We may as well read a Ksuba. And that's... So over here, there's really no Chazaras HaShatz at all. They were misaken it to delay the departure of everybody from the shul. So why would you add Yontif? There's no need to add Yontif. You could skip everything. Over here, it is the day that is required you to daven the four tefillas. Okay, says the Gemara. The last thing in the Mishnah that you are not allowed to light with is it says loy ba'alya, you're not allowed to light with the fats of the tails, v'loy b'chelev, and it goes on, you're not allowed to light with the regular chelev. Nachim Hamadi says madlikin b'chelev mevushel, you are allowed to light with the chelev mevushel. No, echad mevushel ve'echad she'en mevushel ain madlikin by. For those Ashkenaz, we can say it off by heart. So now, you don't have to go back. So now, the question is, Hainu Tana Kama. What's the difference between the Tana Kama, who says, Leiv Aliv, Leiv Bechelev, and Nacham Amadi Amar, Yes Bechelev, Vacham Aimrim, no, Yes Bechelev Mavushal. Chama say, no, whether it's Mavushal, whether it's not Mavushal, you can't do it. So basically, Chachamim, frankly, Gemara, Hainu Tana Kama, is the exact same opinion as the Tana Kama. The Tana Kama said Loi Bechelev, and the Chachamim also saying Loi Bechelev. So what's the chiluk between the Tana Kama and Nachum Hamadi? Says the Gemara, Ika Beinayu to Rav Breina Amarav. This conversation that we had, I believe it was back on Chav Beis Man Aleph, on Rav Breina Amarav, who. Where was it? Was it Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph? It was Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara discussed, the halachas that stated that what would be the din if you're allowed to take chalev and mix it with other materials that are not. See, in other words, the Gemara on Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph said that chelev mavushel really you're able to light. It really is mutter, like Nachum Amadi Omer. It's really okay. They made a gezerah of chelev mavushel atu chelev she'ena mavushel. And really the physical properties were that you were able to light it. However, they made a gezerah. But once they made the gezerah, that if you mix in regular olive oil into that chelev mavushel, even though by anything else, if you mix in olive oil, they're not going to allow you to do it, even though it would then work. But here, since the whole chelev mavushel was anyways a gezerah, atu chelev she'ena mavushel, they said that if you mix olive oil into chelev mavushel, that's mutter. That's what happened on Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Brayin Amarav said that there's chelev she'ena mavushel, that's usher. Chelev mavushel, really physically it works. They made a gezerah of chelev mavushel atu chelev she'ena mavushel. And then, so therefore you cannot do it. However, they said that if you mix in a little of olive oil, that's mutter. Even though by other things, if you mix in a little of olive oil, it's not mutter. Here, since the whole thing was a gezerah anyways, if you mix in a little of olive oil, it's mutter. So that opinion, that chiddush is actually the difference between the Tana Kama, who says loy bechelev, and the Chachamim who say, echad mavushel, echad she'ena mavushel, you can't do it. Both of them are saying no chelev across the board. The question is, one of them would say that bechelev mavushel, it's mutter to mix in a little of olive oil. However, the Gemara finishes off, v'loy mesayimi. But we don't know who is the one. It was not complete. The thought wasn't completed. Meaning, we don't know who is the one who is lenient. We don't know if it's the Chachamim or the Tana Kama. Tosfos, if I remember correctly, has a long piece on why not. Oh, actually, it's not a long piece. Amayla Mitaymi, why not? He says, usually we have a rule that says that the second Tana is usually coming to add on, Kulas. He's usually coming to add on, well, to the thought of the Mishnah. So in this case, since the Mishnah is coming to say Chumras, he would be coming to add on a Chumrah. So, says Tesis, but over here, since there's three Tanaim, that's only if there's two Tanaim, but over here, since there's three Tanaim, maybe he's adding on to the Tana Kama, and maybe he's adding on to Nachum Hamadi. It could be that he's adding on to Nachum Hamadi. Nachum Hamadi says that everything is, Chelem Mavushel is mutter entirely, so maybe they're coming to say that it's not mutter entirely, you gotta add in some olive oil. And maybe he's coming to add on to the Tana Kama, and he's coming to say that Tana Kama says it's mutter with olive oil. He's coming to say, no, it's not even mutter with olive oil. So you're right, he's coming to add on a chumra, but we don't know what chumra he's coming to add on. Is he coming to add on a chumra towards the Chachamim, or is he coming to add on a chumra towards the Tana Kama? Okay, continues on. Ein madlikin b'shemet sreifa b'yantif. Here we have the Mishnah that we discussed before. One is not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Yantif. We explained already that Shemen Sreifa means oil that is regular oil. However, it was Truma, somehow got Tame, and therefore it is required to be burned. You're required to burn such Teruma. And since you're required to burn such Truma, the Gemara earlier said that you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos. The Gemara eventually explained one of two reasons. Either because you might come to burn it, you might come to tip it to make it burn better, and in case it starts to go out at the end. Or alternatively, no, you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos. Why not? If you light it on Erev Shabbos. this that we said, that you're not allowed to burn it on Shabbos, is only because of this Mishnah that you're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. So we didn't explain why we waited for our Mishnah over here. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Ein Madlikin Be'itron. You're not allowed to light with Itron. Mipnei Kvayda Shabbos. Because of Kvayda Shabbos. I think they translate this as kerosene. Is that how they translate it? Or some sort of...
Tar. The clear oil residue of...
Tar.
Okay, tar. I'm sorry. Itron is tar. That's the one that we had earlier on Chaf Amaveis. But... yeah, itrana is psilta de zifta, is the clear liquid that comes out of the tar. That's the, is that what they say in Art School? The clear liquid that comes out of the, yeah. So it is the leftovers of the tar. So I'm mixing it up with the nef that's coming up. So ein madlikin be'itron mipnei kavod Shabbos, because one is not allowed to light with itron, with this tar, mipnei kavod Shabbos, because of the honor of Shabbos. Chama matirim, chama say it's mutter b'chol hashmanim, with all types of oils. B'shemen shumshemen, with sesame seed oil. B'shemen egoizim, with nut oil. B'shemen tzinoinus, with radish oil. B'shemen dogim, with fish oil. B'shemen pakuois, with a type of oil that is made out of some sort of melon. Be'itron, with this tar. Uba neft. Neft is this kerosene. Okay. Rabbi Tarvin Amar Ein Madlikin Ela B'Shemen Zayis Bufad. Rabbi Tarvin says, no, you're only permitted to light with Shemen Zayis. Okay. Says the Gemara, why can you not light with Shemen Sreifa on Yontif? My Taima, what is the reason that you're not allowed to light Truma that became Tameh on Yontif? Says the Gemara, the Fisha Ein Sarf and Kudshim be Yontif. Since the halacha is that if you have a carbon that became Pasul, the halacha is that you must burn that carbon. However, you're not allowed to burn it on Yontif. You must wait until after Yontif, either Chol HaMoed or after Yontif. So to over here, you're not allowed to go ahead and burn Teruma that became Tameh on Yontif. Now, we're going to learn that... we're going to learn... If Taisis asks a question over here, I mean, there's a din that you're not allowed to burn a kachim on Yontif. The kachim dinu she'ein sreifas on doichi Yontif. It's proper that you shouldn't burn it on Yontif. Taisis asks a question. He says, the reason why you're not allowed to burn a carbon on Yontif is because you're not getting any pleasure at all by burning it. So you can't burn it on Yontif. You're not allowed to light a fire for no reason on Yontif. You're only allowed to light a fire if you need it. Let's say a person needs to cook or whatever. But he can't light a fire stam. And therefore, therefore, that's why you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yontif. But over here, the teruma that you are allowed to have hana as it burns, you could get warmth from it, you could get light from it, you could get cooking abilities from it. The halacha is that you're allowed to. So then why can't you light it on Yontif? What shaykh is kachim to Yontif?
Also, there's... Also, you're burning it before Yontif.
Well, no, you don't have to burn it before Yontif. In other words, Yontif candles don't necessarily need to be lit before Yontif. I mean, striking the match does, but not necessarily are we talking about striking the match. Additionally, this Mishnah is... Yeah. It's not necessarily... On Yontif, there's no issue on passing a fire from one place to the next. What's it, why is it any different? Says Taisus a couple reasons. Vayim Riva Devade Gored. The Kevin She Asur Torah Kol Anoyz Rakanas Sreifa. Him Kein Avarozu Ena Litzarich Anasay Ela L'Shem Mitzvah Sreifa. Taisus' first answer is that since the only thing you're allowed to get Hana out of this Truma, you can't use it for any other reason besides burning it. So therefore, the reason why you're burning it is for the mitzvah, and you're not burning it for the Hana. So we look at it as if you're burning it for the mitzvah. Wow. Okay. Taisus' second terrorist doesn't like that, because in the end of the day, you're getting Hana from it. And Taisus' second terrorist is that it's a gezeira. A gezeira of Truma because of Kachim. Okay. So those are Taisus' two answers. Either because, since it's a mitzvah to burn, the ikar thing that you are doing is burning it. It happens to be that while you're burning it, it's mutter to get Hana. But the ikar thing you're doing is you're burning it, and therefore you cannot do that on Yantif, because you can't just stam burn something on Yantif, pyromaniac or not. And the second teretz is that you're right, the taka should be mutter, but it's a gezeira of two kachim. Truma and kachim are a lot of times packaged together, so we make the gezeira. So my taima, why are you not allowed to light Shem and Sreif on Yantif? Because you're not allowed to light Kudshim on Yantif. And just like you're not allowed to light Kudshim on Yantif, you're not allowed to light Shem and Sreif, you're not allowed to light Truma on Yantif. That's the Gemara's answer. Now the Gemara goes through how do you know that you're not allowed to light Kudshim on Yantif? Minohani Mile. How do you know that you're not allowed to light Kudshim on Yantif? Again, Kudshim means that you have a carbon that became Tame or whatever, so you're not allowed to, or nicer. You're not allowed to burn it on Yantif. You must wait until after Yantif, either Chol HaMoed or after post Yantif. You're not allowed to, that's when you will burn it. Amar Chizkiya v'chein tana de be'ei Chizkiya, both Chizkiya and his yeshiva, they came out with the following thing. Amar Kral, the Pasuk says, V'loi sasir mimenu ad boiker, v'hanoyser mimenu ad boiker. Do not leave it over until the morning. But if you do leave it over, then in the morning you should burn it. It says ad biker twice. So she'ein tamad leimar ad biker. Why didn't it say ad biker twice? It says don't leave it over until the morning. It says that, and if you do, burn it. What? And if you do leave it over until the morning, burn it. What's the second until the morning? The answer is you read it like this: don't leave it over until the morning. And if you do, then ad biker ba'esh tisrefu. The next morning you should burn it. In other words, let's just imagine Friday night, you have a carbon. It's not no get Friday anyways, because you definitely can't do it on Shabbos, but let's just imagine Yantif, the first night of Yantif, you have a carbon, so you're supposed to eat it by the morning. But the time the morning comes, if you don't eat it, it's called Noiser. It's called Noiser in the morning. But that's Yantif. Ad Boiker, the next morning, meaning Chol HaMoed, that's when you should burn it. Matam Lam, Boiker Bakas, Boiker Shein, Lissrifas. If you want to burn it, you got to wait for the next morning. Abaya gives a different source. Amar Abaya Amar. Amar Krav, the Pasuk says, Oilas Shabbas b'Shabbatoy. You are allowed to burn the carbon oila, when a kosher carbon oila, when it's Shabbos, a Shabbos carbon, on Shabbos. Now these words are extra to teach you that, because we already know that you're burning the oila on Shabbos, so it's to teach you, v'loy oilas chol b'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to go ahead and burn a carbon. You're not allowed to go ahead and burn a carbon that was yesterday's carbon. Let's say, for example, the halacha is that if you have a carbon and you bring it in the afternoon, you're allowed to take the pieces and burn it that night. It only expires in the morning. The blood has to be sprinkled before nightfall, but the pieces of the carbon may be placed on the Mizbeach even after nightfall. However, Davka, if it's not Shabbos. But if it was Shabbos, you can't put it on the Mizbeach. Ah, you're allowed to use, you're allowed to make karbonis on Shabbos. Those are only Shabbos karbonis. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatai. You're only allowed to bring a carbon, a Shabbos carbon is Doriche Shabbos. But a weekday carbon, v'loy oila schol b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to bring a weekday carbon on Shabbos. Meaning, if you already brought a carbon Friday afternoon and you did not have time to place the pieces on the Mizbeach, you don't put them on. And similarly, you don't bring a carbon of a chol Let's say you did a carbon on Erev Yantif, you don't bring it, you don't bring the pieces on Yantif. So what's Abaye's limud? If you can't bring a carbon that's kosher and you're doing everything right on Shabbos, then certainly you can't burn a carbon that became tameh. Just wait till the next morning. There's no difference if you burn it now or you burn it tomorrow morning. There's no, it's not going to be doiche Shabbos to burn the carbon, or yantif to burn the carbonis. You have to wait till the next morning. That's source number two. Source number three is Rava. Rava Amar. Amar Kra, the Pasuk says. It says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk that talks about, this is a Pasuk that talks about yantif. And it says that this is the famous pasuk that allows you to eat, that allows you to do melacha on yantif, that is an oichel nefesh. It says, oichel nefesh, hu levadoi ye also lachem. Those words, hu levadoi, are extra. It's the pasuk is in the middle of saying, the pasuk reads, I'm reading inside of it, ko melacha lo yaaseh bohem, ach, you can't do any melacha. Ach, as asher yoichal l'chol nefesh. The only thing that you're allowed to do is oichal nefesh melachas. Hu levadai yosel lechem. That is what you're allowed to do. So those words, hu levadai, you by yourself, those, that's what you're allowed to do, is extra. So what is hu? Hu comes to tell us, that is what you're allowed to do. Meaning, hu v'loy machshirin. But not the things that are preparatory to get there. You're allowed to do the actual melacha, like cooking, because that's going to help you eat. But you can't do things that are preparatory to get you there. You cannot trap an animal so that you can shecht it, so that you can skin it, so that you can cook the meat. That's too preparatory. And Levadai tells me, veloy mila shaloy bezman. And Levadai is also extra, that only oichel nefesh are you allowed to eat. Are you allowed to, only melachas that are ochel nefesh are you allowed to do on yantif? But v'not v'loy mila shleibes mana, not a bris mila if the baby is not on his eighth day today. The aisya bekal v'chomer, because I would have thought that it's mutter to do a bris on the eighth day. I would have thought that it's mutter to do a bris on the eighth. I'm sorry, even if it's not on the eighth day, a kal v'chomer. Rashi explains what's the kal v'chomer. That, because it's actually going to be a Gemara coming up in Masechet Shabbos, we would have learned from the following Kal v'chomer. Umat tzoras. Tzoras is doicha avoida, that if a kohen has tzoras, he cannot work. And avoida, working in the Beis HaMikdash, is doicha Shabbos. He cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, if a kohen has tzoras, he cannot work in the Beis HaMikdash. And never, and so we see that Saras is yay high on the scale, and it beats avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and we know avoid in the Beis HaMikdash beats Shabbos, and we know that Shabbos beats Saras. So, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Saras beats avoida. Saras beats avoida. Avoida beats Shabbos, and we know that Mila Shaloi Bizmana beats Tzoras. Because if a person has Tzoras, there's a halacha that says that you're not allowed to cut off a piece of Tzoras. It's an Isser, Dioraisa, for a person to cut off a piece of Tzoras. Let's say a person finds Tzoras on his skin, on his hand, he cannot cut off that piece of Tzoras. Isser Dioraisa. But if it's on the mila of an eighth-day-old baby, then he is allowed to cut off the tzaras. So we see that mila beats tzaras. So now if it goes mila avoida Shabbos, and then, I don't have enough hands, and then if so it goes, it's tzaras avoida Shabbos, and yet mila is bigger than tzaras, even shaloi bizmana, then certainly it should beat everything else on the list. Yeah, I'll draw it out. Tzoras beats Avoida, because if you have Tzoras, you can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. Avoida beats Shabbos, because we work in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. And Mila, even Shaloi Bizmana, beats Tzoras. So then, certainly, okay, I don't know if that helps anybody, because it doesn't help me. But then, So then certainly you would think that it works. Kamash mila de pasuk levade tells me that mila doesn't beat it. So now we learn.
Doesn't yom tov beat tzaras because you don't check tzaras and yom tov?
Does Yontif beat Saras? I don't know if it's a. It could be just a thing that you don't. I don't know if it beats it. We just don't set appointments then. But if a person would check it, it would work. I don't know if I would say it beats it. But I hear the horror.
I think there is a virtual whiteboard if you want to do drawings.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right. They told me about it when I started.
Under shared screen, you should be able to select the whiteboard.
Oh. Okay, but the question is, how do I draw on the whiteboard? It says...
the mouse, I think.
Like that? Oh, cool. Okay, fine. I mean, I can imagine drawing Saras. I think we'd be here the whole day. But it'd be faster if I draw an actual picture of Saras. There you go. If that helps anybody. But, okay, at least though, maybe not for drawing pictures, but for at least for pictures, okay, it's good to know. Okay, so I'll cope on him. This was that was just that one line of what Levade is coming for, but the Iker point of this Gemara is to tell you that Rava is saying that the same way you're not allowed, the same way Shabbos, it's not doiche. The same way melachas that are not oichel nefesh are not doiche shab are not doiche yantif. So who adin burning kudshim is not doiche yantif because you're not allowed to burn anything that's not you're not allowed to burn anything that's not going to be a directly benefit for your yantif. That's makor number three. And makor number four is Rav Ashi Amar. It says in the pasuk Shabbos Shabbosoin. It says Shabbosoin, which is a extra assay. The Shabbosoin tells you have to be shoivis from your malacha. And therefore, the havelei yomtif assay velois assay. Yomtif is both an assay and it's a lois assay. And therefore, ve'ein assay doiche es lois assay ve'assay. And therefore, the assay of burning a kudshim is not going to be doiche the iser malacha of that exists on on Yantif. One second. There is have the Yantif im Tamer Hanach Amarei de Leel Desar with the Yantif Leisa Se Greida Neilof Meacha de Leidachi Ase Es Leisa Se. Okay, all right. So we will stop over here. So that was the fourth makar. All right, we'll stop over here. Have a great day, Rabbi Yisai.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, again.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Have a good one. Runs to Lamed Vav. More bad news, right? Anyway, there's more bad news.
such a loser.